Well, we're going to start on time. Hope you've all enjoyed your evening meal and fellowship, and we've allocated a session this evening, and we've got testimonies and hymns we love, so continuation on hymns we love, but tonight we've got opportunity for some testimonies and share some thoughts and any other greetings if we missed anyone. So we'll open this session with the hymn 350. Number 350 in the BSH. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. We'll stand to sing, and Father Greg will ask for a blessing on our meeting.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you to send us thanks for the many blessings we received over the 2 days of this convention so far, and to ask there, Heavenly Father, that you might be with us for the session this evening, that it might prove a blessing to all, and that you might be with us again on tomorrow, the last day of our convention. We realise what a privilege it is to be gathered together in peace with others who are walking on that same narrow way that we are. We want to remember our brethren everywhere. We would ask for them all the things we would want for ourselves, remembering especially those that are having difficulty, sickness or trials, that your grace might be sufficient for them. and where it's thy will to alleviate their problems. We ask that as we leave this place, that we may be able to remember the things that we've heard and to put them into practice in the days that lie ahead, and grow more into the character likeness of yourself and your dear Son. And if it's thy will, we ask that we all may have a safe journey home. We thank you again for everything. And all these thanks and these requests we make in that blessed name of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Greg. Just a brief reminder on the Monday tomorrow we have to clean and vacate rooms by 10 a.m. So if you didn't hear that message earlier, and if anyone's been cold of the night, there's a few blankets at the back if that's required for the night. I know some of you have already got them. So now we'd like to continue this session, testimonies and hymns. This is set aside for each and every one of you to have an opportunity to select a hymn or to testify, to give your thoughts and share something you might have special to your heart with your brethren. And we will we'll have a roving mic. And first, has anyone got a favourite hymn to start off, or would like to send a greeting? Yes, please, John.
180.
180. Thank you. Thank you very much. So we're going to have 180. And I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. And if we select two verses.
1 and 3.
Thank you very much. Favourite, would like to give us a favourite hymn, or yes, please.
159, I love thy will, O God, please.
159, and which verses?
First and last.
First and last. First and fourth, yep, of 159. Thank you.
Thank you.
anyone thinking of wanting to give a testimony, just raise your hand also. Share an experience. Or do while you're thinking of that. I've got a greetings from Melinda's family in Romania, the Kadar family. And she was talking to her mum last night on Skype. So she sent greetings with a Psalm 100 and Psalm 134. So just there, we'll read those. They're thinking of us and sent their love. It's very hot over there. It's about 34 degrees and it's been like that for the week. So it's quite hot in Romania. Graham would know when he was there. Psalm 100. And it reads, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations." And that is to go along with Psalm 134, which we'll read. "Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth." So there's a couple of lovely psalms there that have been greeted with. Who has a favourite hymn? Yes, please, Craig. Number 161. 161, is that correct?
Yep.
161, yes, thank you. And which verses would you like to choose to? First and the last. We might stand for this one. If you'd like to stand for 161. Those that would like to. Makes me think of the hymn writers, and Brother Darrell gave his talk and how they were travelling around so much and in such what we call primitive means today, but wonderful transport method and spreading their word and creating all the beautiful hymns we have tonight. Yes, please, Kay.
103?
We've got a selection for 103. And which which first and last is 103. Thank you very much. God has promised a glorious day, first and last. It's been selected. Did you want to comment at all? Which the first and second of 144. Thank you very much. Yes, please, Dawn. Dawn, have a selection.
95, please.
Hymn number 95.
It's the first and I think it's the fourth, the first and fourth. I just think these words are just very meaningful. I love this hymn. I just think if we knew what was in store for us, we would find it very difficult to cope. And God knows what's best. And it's good that we don't know sometimes what the future holds, and we can just take one day at a time and leave our life in God's hands.
Thanks very much for your thoughts and sentiments. So 1 and 4 of hymn 95. Yes, please, Brother David, and then Dad will be after that.
Well, I haven't got a hymn, but I forgot to bring the greetings and the love from the Polish Bible students in Melbourne. They send very warm Christian love to everyone. And also, our Brother Don, he volunteered to take my daughter to the airport with Miriam, so he had to leave quickly, and he says, please tell all the brethren goodbye. So thank you.
Thanks very much. It's lovely they could come up this year. Have some younger ones with us. And did you have a hymn while we got you there? Okay. Dad, please.
Ian Currier from Toowoomba. He would like to have been here, so I'm sure he
can't hear you very much.
Ian Currier from
Ian Cordner.
Cordner, yeah. And I'm sure he would send his love and greetings for the meeting here. I'd just like to thank the Heavenly Father for his guidance and overruling and throughout the year and the fellowship and meetings and study we've been able to have with those of like precious faith and build up one another and feel as if I've grown somewhat in that time and been led by his Spirit and look forward to his leadings in the days ahead. Thank him through his, how do you say that? Amen.
Thanks for those sentiments, and indeed we have blessings from fellowship and coming together to study. It does build us up, and we need that in the times we're living. We've got a selection or a thought of Rowena.
First of all, I have greetings from the Perth class. So they send their love to you all and sincerely wish that your fellowship together be uplifting and an encouragement in your life and that God's love will abound. And they send the scripture 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10, which says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. And I'd like
greetings.
Can we sing 288? This is one of my favourite song hymns from for a long time, and I haven't heard it for a long time either. And no matter what happens in our life, whether small or large, we can always have the knowledge and the comfort to know that we can fly to the rock that is steadfast and that is always there for us to be protected under. Thank you.
Thanks very much, it's lovely, and for the greetings, and we're going to sing 288, and which verses? We'll sing the whole three. We've got a selection here to sing the whole three. So Graham's used up his selection. And the rock's like the refuge that we had in the previous hymns. 288, we'll sing it right through. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, please, Sarah.
Please,
sir. Hymn number 330.
No, 350.
I think 350. Let me check that. Yeah, we can have that. First and last, 350. What do you like about them? Anything special?
No, this is one of my favourites.
One of your favourites, that's great. First and last, 350. I think we opened with that. But that's all right. You mightn't have been here, we opened with it, but we'll sing it again for you. First and last. Nice to have you here this year from Perth. Do we have a selection? Yes, please, Sylvia.
Yes, but I was just going to say that when I was a little girl, I used to sleep in, I used to have a bath with my young sister, and my mother and us would be singing those words of that last hymn.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just share that with you. But also I do want to say how I do thank the Heavenly Father for being with me, helping me recently with the, it's been a difficult time the last couple of months, and it looks like it could be an ongoing thing, as there are things in the New Covenant News that I do not agree with, and I just thought I'd like people to know I do not agree with this, and I'm quite ashamed of some of the things said there. But I also like to say how wonderful and it has been for me to have so many lovely people, support and love of so many of our Christian friends here. And I didn't know whether we'd be able to come this year, but everything seemed to fall into place to show that it was meant for us to come. And I do thank our Heavenly Father for the for his blessing and for all the care and support I've had. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And we all have tests and trials, and we have our brethren to support. And we are grateful you're able to make it this year. Did you have a hymn while we have you?
I have one yesterday. I do like 308.
308.
Perhaps the first and the last verse would be lovely. Thank you.
Thanks very much. 308, the first and the last, as we've just spoken about. Do you have any other favourite hymns? Yes. Uncle Darrell, first thing.
143. Because it speaks about the life of little Samuel. You know, his mother Hannah couldn't bear a child, so she specially came into the temple and prayed to the Lord, and sure enough, he provided her with a little baby. And he came into the world, and it wasn't that long after he was weaned that he was whisked off into the temple with Eli. And every year she'd come and bring a garment for that lovely child. So this hymn, if you read right through it, you see it's the story of Samuel. And I think if we could have Samuel's heart and mind, we're doing pretty well. First and last, thanks.
First and last, and thanks for your thoughts on the human memory of it and the scriptures. 143, first and fourth. Shall we stand for this one? Deep breath. Message. Brother Greg, around the back here, please.
I'd like to have 362, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Sweet Hour of Prayer. I remember the first time I heard it, it was up at Gympie actually, at Margaret's mum's house, and I remember her husband was still alive at the time, and he made the comment, I've never heard that hymn before. And I think that was the first time that I'd heard it too. Mm-hmm. And so it stuck in my mind, and I thought it was a very nice hymn, nice word, nice tune. And I would like to also thank the Lord for all his blessings to me, to thank him for life itself, and for the opportunity of faith for the future life with him in the place he's going to prepare for us. And I feel that I'm living on borrowed time now, and I'm grateful that the Lord has been with me so many times, and I believe he has answered my prayers on many occasions. And I thank him that I've still got the sufficient strength to be able to attend the various conventions in Australia, and I consider that to be a great privilege and blessing. And I ask you all to pray for me. I need your prayers because I'm lacking in strength now to what I had at one time. And I would, if it's God's will, I would still like to attend the other conventions at Melbourne, if that is God's will. And I thank him that he has shown me so much of his divine plan. And I think it's a great privilege for all of us to be able to see that by his plan that he is really a God of love, and that he has all the whole world in mind, all those that will prove worthy in the coming age will receive everlasting life on the beautiful restored earth. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Brother Greg, for your testimony and for your gratitude there to the Lord for all his mercies.
The choice that I chose was 362, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
362, there's the two verses which we'll sing. And it's a blessing. We thank the Lord for having you with us. We've got about 10 minutes left. If we've got time for another few hymns. Yes, please, Dorothy, or a testimony. That's all right.
That's the hymn 98, and it was a favourite of dear old Reg Martin. Thank you.
Number 98 brings back memories to you. And which verses, please?
1 and 2.
1 and 2 of hymn 98. Thank you.